A big-time showdown for first place tonight in Nellis Hall, and Jay Herkelman, men's basketball coach, good enough to join me before tip. Coach, thanks for your time. How are you?
I'm good, Shay. Looking forward to this thing.
Absolutely, and let's really quickly go back to the game against Garden on Saturday. Another great performance from Nate Johnson, 20 points to lead your team in scoring. He's really, I mean, he's been solid all year for you, Coach, but these last 3 weeks, he's really taken his scoring to another level.
Yeah, I mean, in the last three games in particular, I mean, he's playing really well, taking good shots, knocking down shots, played good against Northwest Tech. You know, and then we came back and had practice on Monday before the Cali game, and he sprained his ankle bad. And honestly, I didn't think he was going to play in the Cali game. I didn't even know if he'd be able to play in the Garden City game. But he was did a great job with icing and rehabbing and taped it up, and he had a really good game at Cali and then came out the other night at Garden City and got 20 again. So really in a good groove right now, and like the way he's playing along with some of the other guys.
I guess a little bit of, I don't know if it's luck to say, but a little bit of good fortune for your group as Dodge City's dropped back-to-back games against Cali and Colby. So now only a half game separates you from first place in the Jayhawk. I'm curious, Coach, and I'm not really sure what kind of answer I'm going to get here, but for a game like this where the winning team tonight gets first place in the Jayhawk, at least as of now, it has, after 28 years of coaching, does that still amp you up a little bit more than just the average game, or do you kind of approach every game the same way now?
No, it definitely does. You know, that's one of our goals every year with the team is to try to be the best team in the conference. And we've done it a lot over the years. We've been fortunate. But, you know, this team is one of those teams that's good enough to be at the top, and you just got to go out there and prove it. And it's really difficult in this league because, you know, the success we've had over the years, we get people's best shots. And, you know, Dodge now has experienced that a little bit the last two games, and it was actually Barton County. That beat them on a last-second shot. And then they lost to Cali at home the other day. But Dodge has been the top team in the conference, and people are getting up to play them. And yeah, so they've lost two in a row coming in here, and we've kept our position where, you know, we've done our job on the road. And so it's for first place, and with still a lot of games to go, but it's nice to have a game of this importance and see how your guys are going to react to it.
Absolutely. You go back to the first time these two teams met, Coach, it was your first loss of the season. Happened in a tough way in overtime, and if I remember correctly, big reason for why this team was unable to close out that game and ended up falling in overtime. It was one of the first times this year that we saw the free throws become a problem for this group.
Yeah, they definitely were a problem that game. We were 22 for 38, and we lose in overtime out there, and played good enough offensively. Dodge is a good offensive team too. I mean, it's going to be a high-level game tonight. Both teams like to play at a faster pace, and these guys got some really good guards. I think our guys will be motivated to try to set things right from the first game, and we kind of felt like we gave one away out there. But that's in the past, and so I think our guys will be motivated to play this game.
Coach, you mentioned the guard play of this team. They love to play fast. They love to score points. They have four different guards on this team that average at least 11 points, none bigger than one of the top freshmen in the Jayhawk and Jason Edwards. He had 37 against you guys the first time. What are you kind of game planning for defensively to maybe slow down Jason Edwards?
Yeah, he's just really aggressive. He's averaging, I think, close to 25 points a game. Shoots a lot. But he's very aggressive. He comes down in transition, and he'll pull up from three. He'll come down, no passes, and drive it in. He's a guy that we just got to be alert right away when he gets the ball, that he's got a scoring mentality, and he's good at it. Obviously, to average 25 points a game, shooting's one thing, but making them's another, and he obviously makes a lot of shots. But, you know, as you mentioned, he's not the only one. They got some other guys that can really score it also. And just like Garden City, their starting five is really good. And they play a lot of minutes. And we're just going to have to be on our game defensively, as we were the other night at Garden, and do our job. And you know, obviously you have a focus on Edwards, but, you know, they got other guys that can score too. So we're going to have multiple guys doing a good job on the defensive end.
Coach, appreciate your time as always. Last thing I have for you here, for those that maybe missed the first game out, of course, in Dodge City, that are coming to Nellis tonight or that are going to be tuning into the game, what can you tell them about how these two teams match up? What can you tell them maybe about the coaching matchup, stuff like that? How can they get ready for such an important game, like you said?
Well, I mean, Brad Witherspoon, the coach of Dodge, it's his first year at Dodge, but he's not new to the Jayhawk Conference. He was a longtime assistant for Fletch out at Barton County, so he's been in the Jayhawk Conference. And then he had coaching experience down at Tonkawa last year as a head coach. So he's doing a great job, obviously, to put their team in position that they're in. But, yeah, I mean, people should be excited about watching this game because it's going to be a fast-paced game, a lot of good offensive players out there on the floor, two teams fighting for first place, so it should be a lot of excitement out there.
We can't wait for it. It's coming up on US 98. Coach Jay Herkelman, good enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Jay.